You're listening to Valley of Praise on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Dr. Jamela, now moving on, let's talk about the risks, especially within a church setup. Let's talk about the risks in a Christian setup of AI. What risks are we looking at?
Thank you, once again. Mm. Yeah, there are a couple of things within AI, yeah. And it is good for us to explore. And I'll explore maybe quite a few of them.
Yeah.
Let's continue, because this is rapidly evolving technology.
Yeah.
So the greatest danger in AI is what you mentioned in passing earlier on in the earlier segment.
Yeah.
Where there is elevation of AI to the level of scripture.
Oh, yeah.
Or even sometimes elevation of the role of AI to replace the role of the Holy Spirit, which then will be fundamentally flawed in that is then removes the foundation that we have as Christian.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit's work is to lead us into all truths and to convict us.
Yeah.
So we then take a human creation and take it at that level.
Yeah.
But maybe in interest of time, let me move fast on others.
Mm.
So like you mentioned earlier, algorithms are the ones that are behind the interface that we then receive at the end.
Yeah.
And other algorithms are working within a defined data set.
Yeah.
So we're talking in layman's terms, this is a machine.
Yeah.
It's learning based on those algorithms within a defined data set,
yeah.
Right?
Mm.
So let's say the machine is the student, the data set is the text.
Yeah.
So the algorithms and the data sets then define how that machine learning is going to take place or that AI is going to think or behave.
Yeah.
So that is a risk because it might bring in a theological distortion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If the data set is flawed.
Yeah.
So it might also bring in inaccurate theological analysis.
Yeah.
So bringing questions about the ethical nature and reliability of this data.
Yeah.
Mm. AI also has the capacity to process massive amounts of data in seconds.
Yeah.
And it makes decisions on this data.
But
sometimes those decisions will not align with the Christian moral teachings.
Yes.
Or Christian principles.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as you know, our church values are founded on moral and ethical values, which are found in the Bible.
Yeah.
But then the question is, are our AI creators bound by the same set of ethics or moral values? So it's now issue of algorithms versus moral values. And in some cases, they might be the views might be a divergent. And a reliance on AI, which is not embedded in Christian ethics, may eventually, in the long run, lead to devaluation of human lives. This human connection, where we go on the Sabbath, shake someone's hand, is different experience from an online church,
yes,
for example.
We
need to maintain that. And then also, it may replace human interactions, relations over time. And for example, a church may decide to then say, actually, it's happening in other places. When you send for prayer groups, prayer requests, those go to an AI, which processes them. Yes, maybe in the long run, after all the processing and everything, it will reach a human being who will pray for you.
Yeah.
But it's different from a human interaction.
Yeah.
From a person who would say, brother, it shall be well.
Yeah. Yeah.
That warmth, that dignity that we get when we get some, when we are having a fellow brother's attention or sympathy, empathy. Is what is missing in this relationship where there is human to AI, and I think the spirit of prophecy talks like about like iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
So you know, shall make each other better.
Mm.
But with this interaction with AI, that becomes even and then also, I mean, like these chatbots.
Yeah.
They're smart to answer your questions.
Yeah.
And they may be used for religious counseling.
Yeah.
But then there are ethical questions around.
Yeah.
When you go for a counseling session, you want authentic and a meaningful counseling experience.
Mm.
If a human being is then replaced by AI, then there is an issue there. So those are some of the risks. There are more. And there will be more as the days go by. But those are some of the risks that I thought maybe we could flag to our listeners today.
Yeah, and you spoke about data sets, and this I actually thought about this to say, you know, AI operates in a vast, and you mentioned that, in a vast domain of data, and the same data that says thou shalt not commit adultery, or where the moral teaching is that do not have sex outside marriage. In the same domain of data is a data that says you can have a boyfriend or girlfriend, and if you want to have sex, just make sure that you protect yourself. And that's the risk that we are looking at, Jamela, to say we are fishing in a pool where data is mixed. You mix masala.
Yeah. Thanks for raising the point. I think that's a very key point. Because especially for our young people, they believe anything they get from the internet.
Yeah.
But where is the data set?
Yeah.
It is different from if you are going to Google, if you are going to search within the LNG White Estates.
Yeah.
Or if you're going to search in the Legacy of Light.
Yeah.
Or those, where we know that the data set is based on the Adventist moral values.
Yeah.
But if you're going to fish in a pond, then you can catch a frog.
Yeah, for sure.
So it then becomes a challenge then as we talk about the future of AI within the church, to say our developers within the church, our theologians within the church, to then find ways of coming together and then creating AI with the data sets so that we ensure or we guide the way this machine or this technology or this application will learn. If you may allow me to speak about a few initiatives in the church,
please,
where that is happening.
So
I'm not so sure about initiatives in Africa. Our theologians and our scholars should be challenged to look into that space.
Yeah.
But in South America, the church there has got a chatbot called Hope.
Yeah.
And what this chatbot does is it provides real-time support for doing Bible studies.
Right.
Spanish and Portuguese.
Mm-hmm.
So it's real-time. If you want to do your Bible study at 1 a.m., you get the support there and there.
Yeah.
If you were going to have a Bible study partner, probably you need all of you to be free, but this is an advantage over that.
Yeah.
And speaking about the database, it has a database of 6,000 articles produced by the church.
Right.
So they're ensuring that the data set aligns with our ethics or our values, our moral values as a church.
Okay.
It has 89 Sabbath school lessons, 63 spirit of prophecy books, and between 2019 and 2023, this Hope chatbot assisted 280,000 students, almost 1,000 students to do their Bible. So that's an example of how we can harness this technology and direct it so that it may be used within the church. And also maybe one or two other examples is the Adventist Lay Services and Industries, popularly known as AIC.
Yeah.
It has established an AI committee.
Yeah.
So they are trying to implement an AI-driven strategy in ministry. And this is fresh news out of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And this committee comprises of several ministries,
yeah,
including our flagship ministries like 3ABN,
mm-hmm,
Amazing Fact, It Is Written, Audio Verse, Voice of Prophecy, Adventist World Radio,
right,
Hope Panel, mm-hmm, LNG White Estates.
Yeah.
So they are all coming together in that committee to then define the pathways that are going to be taken to ensure that we harness this technology. And also, mm-hmm, Adventist Church in Korea,
mm-hmm,
has something called Adventist Church GPT.
Yeah.
Not GPT, but Adventist Church GPT.
Right.
And an AI service which provides information, including Adventist doctrine, church history, beliefs, lifestyle.
Mm.
It also has education, counseling services, and it corresponds with some existing Bible correspondence schools. So these are some examples of initiatives within the church where we are trying to control, where the church is trying to then control the data sets, and also to ensure that as much as machines are learning, machines are getting autonomous, they are learning. We have outlets where we can access information or services that align with our Christian standing as an Adventist church.
I like that. I'm excited because when you mentioned some of the initiatives, you said a committee has been set up which comprises of different institutions, and one of them is Adventist World Radio, which is us, meaning that once that committee has come up with that framework and that developed that AI, we will have access to it here at the Adventist World Radio SID Media. That's quite exciting. And the other thing that I just wanted to come in with, Dr. Jamela, was the issue of when we spoke about data sets, there's an importance there, Doctor, to say, we should be able to, number one should be an avid reader outside AI, meaning that when you draw up a prompt, your prompt should be guided by the principles the church. It should be guided by the principles of the Bible, of how you have read and understood the Bible. So your prompt becomes very key in how you use AI.
That's very, very, very critical. In the sense that, I mean, unfortunately, we live in, I'm sorry to say, in a very lazy generation.
Which is true.
Where we convenience,
yeah.
But there is no replacement for the good old ways.
Yes.
We still need to go back to the Bible.
Yeah.
And say, what does the word of the Lord say?
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah.
We need to go back to our theological principles.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go and understand how do we interpret Bibles, the Bible verse.
Yes.
And as much as AI is going to give us easy access or convenient information.
Yeah.
But ask yourself, what is the source of this data? Does it align?
Yeah,
with the light that God has given us through the Bible, we are also privileged to have the spirit of prophecy.
Yeah,
we are also privileged to have a very solid theological framework.
Yeah.
So, as ordinary members of the church, as leaders of the church, we need then to cross check and triangulate this information.
Powerful. Now, as we wrap it up, what are your recommendations for the church in and around AI?
Yeah, my recommendations, I think, start with the fact that AI is amongst us.
Yeah.
We cannot ignore it. It's a reality amongst us.
Yeah.
So as a church, we should just seek to educate ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
As churches and institutions, but also as individuals within the church,
yeah,
let's educate ourselves. Let's understand what AI is. Mm-hmm. How does it work? What are its limitations, its pros and cons?
Yeah.
That's AI in general, but even specifically generative AI.
Yeah.
Because it's having a mind of its own.
Yeah.
And when we understand its limitations, we are then able to know how to use it mm-hmm. safely.
Yeah.
And then also how I'm a strong advocate for ethical frameworks. So if the church or scholars within our Adventist faith can work and develop a ethical framework and guidelines mm-hmm. on this use of AI.
Yeah.
But having an ethical framework and guidelines that is sitting there in people's shelves
yeah.
will not help. We also need to socialize it. Mm. Make sure our church members, our ordinary people, our youth, our young people understand this framework.
Yes.
And then promote so that we adhere to this ethical framework and understanding the pros and cons and the limitations.
Yeah.
And also I mentioned this earlier. You say theologians and IT persons come together,
mm-hmm.
our partner. You know, we are lucky to be in a church that has got the core institutions that belong to the church.
Mm.
We also have a facility for independent ministries.
Mm.
Work together,
yes.
theologians, IT gurus, partner, create AI applications
yeah.
that align with the correct or with the theological positions or that are founded on scripture.
Yeah.
And then this then helps, then we promote those amongst the church and the church may grow.
Amen.
We should know that as humans, mm-hmm. our creation has limitations.
Yeah.
So AI is a tool.
Yeah.
It can not be elevated to the role of the Holy Spirit.
Yes. We seem to have lost Ujamela there. Jamela, are you still there? You were talking about the recommendations and you were saying that AI cannot take over the role of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, so we should recognize and realize that as humans, our creations have limitations.
Yeah.
So AI is a tool.
Yeah.
It's not in any circumstances be elevated to take over the role of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's not it should not be elevated to the level of the Bible.
Yeah.
It should not be elevated to the level of the spirit of prophecy.
Right.
It cannot take that place.
Yeah.
And so lastly, it should not replace the good old human relations
yes.
and human experience.
Mm.
We need each other as brethren, as the body of Christ,
right.
to sharpen other like iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
So AI cannot replace that, and we need to recognize that and continue to promote those human relations
okay.
that Christ exemplified in his life on earth.
Thank you very much, Jamela. Let me just ask you a question that will put you on the spot. Let's assume you are a pastor in a church. Would you use AI?
Thank you. that's a difficult and very direct question.
Yeah.
If I was pastoring with the church, I would use AI.
Yeah.
For a couple of things.
Yeah.
I could use AI for my Bible studies.
Yeah.
For example, I want to do a topical Bible study, and I want to know all the verses that are there in the Bible
yeah.
that speak about a certain topic,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
That's a convenience that AI can do for us.
Right.
I also have a special place in my heart for a place that we call the 1040 window,
yeah.
where a lot of unreached people
yeah.
are living.
Yeah.
So AI could help us to reach to those people.
Right.
We're talking of 3.16 billion people living in that area.
Yeah.
So I use that for that. And, other opportunities for AI use in Christianity also include, translations.
Mm.
Of course, they need to cross-check to make sure those translations are accurate. As we speak today, maybe I should throw in the statistics so that people realize where we are coming from.
Yeah.
About 3,500 languages in the world
yeah.
have either partial translations of scriptures or no Bible at all.
Wow.
Actually, in 1900, have no Bible translations at all.
Wow.
And to translate the Bible, I was fortunate to listen to a certain Dr. York, who used to lead the African Bible Society. He's an Adventist theologian, but he was working for the African Bible Society.
Yeah.
And it took about 3.5 years or so to translate one testament of the Bible.
Yeah.
But AI can do these things fast.
Yeah.
Also, creation, we could use that, but let's not forget the ethical framework that I was talking about, promoting that, because we have to understand the limitations of this technology.
Mm.
And linked to that, if you may allow me to quote Pastor Mark Finley, he says, mission impossible is now mission possible.
All right.
God allowed some of the great minds of this generation to develop technology for the communication of his word locally and globally. Through divine providence, the fullness of time has come.
Right.
To proclaim his last day message of eternal truth in every means possible.
Right.
The opportunity is ours to embrace.
Yeah.
He wrote this on behalf of the Adventist layman's services industry when he was writing on AI. And also, you may allow me to quote my last quote is from the book Review and Herald.
Yeah.
On 3 September 1902.
Yeah.
Ellen White writes, "Truth will be made so prominent.
Yeah.
That he who runs may read.
Yeah.
Means will be devised to reach hearts.
Right.
Some of the methods used in this work will be different from the methods used in the work of the past.
Mm.
But let no one, because of this, block the way by criticism."
Wow, I like that.
So it's given us an opportunity to write or to use this. We have to be aware of the limitations. We have to be aware of the principles around ethical concerns that we discussed and grab this opportunity with both hands. And use this technology.
Amen. Let me allow you to catch some breath right there, Jamela. I think for me, you have put it quite well. When we look at how open-minded we should be when approaching AI, back in the day when the cell phone came through, people said it was the devil's tool. They said TV was the devil's tool. They said the radio was the devil's tool. But in it all, the Lord has allowed us. We are broadcasting to different countries using the radio right now. We are using the internet. And I believe with the AI, we will be able to also broadcast to different places of the world, especially the window that you mentioned there. And we will be able to touch them in ways that have never been possible before. And I don't know if you've got any last words before we close it up, Dr. Jamela.
Thank you. Yeah, my closing remarks is the church has used technology, has embraced technology over the years.
Yeah.
And it has helped us to reach out to areas that we don't. And today we are talking and going through radio because of technology.
Amen.
So we have the culture of technology. But whenever there's any new technology, we need to bring our heads together, have this conversation, like this conversation that we're having, and it's happening in different levels within the church. Embrace the technologies and use it for good. Our young people should be made aware of the dangers,
yes,
the limitations, and of course, let God be God, and AI is not God. AI is not the Bible, and AI is not the spirit of prophecy. Thank you.
Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Jamela has summarized it up very well for me, and I just want to encourage all of us. Let's do our research. Let's put up some governance structures. Let's work together as a Christian faith, and let's just make sure that AI does not take the place of the Lord, the Bible, and the Holy Spirit. Nor, in the case of Adventism, the spirit of prophecy. You're still tuned to the Valley of Praise right here on the Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.